Vrbo makes it easy to claim your dream summer spot with early booking deals. From homes with pools to poolside loungers, when you book a Vrbo, you don't have to reserve any loungers. They're all yours. All you have to do is book early. Book with Vrbo.
Can't beat Raven.
$2,500 is the cash jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Karen, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm certain you can take him down today. Can you please ask him to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room.
Certain, huh? $2,500, Karen. Here we go. Good luck.
I hope anyway. I'm just trying to keep it positive. All right, let's wait for that door to close. Okay, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, Karen. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, okay?
Yes.
Number one, after another big weekend, Super Mario Galaxy Movie is this year's highest grossing film of the year. What company created Super Mario?
Nintendo.
Number two, Jennifer Lopez made a surprise appearance at Coachella over the weekend with David Guetta. She recently completed her Up All Night Live residency in what city? Guess!
Italy.
Number three, this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees include Phil Collins, Oasis, and the Wu-Tang Clan, also Iron Maiden. Meanwhile, Mariah Carey was denied for a third time. Mariah is famous for having what number octave range?
Acapella.
Number four, Joey Fatone had to sell his house and move in with his parents when his band went on an abrupt hiatus because he knew he wouldn't be able to afford it. What band was he in?
NSYNC.
And number five, the teaser for Netflix's Little House on the Prairie is out, and like the classic show, it's going to be based on the Lovett books. Who wrote those books?
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Okay, let's go.
She got the one that I needed her to get right, and then not the easy ones.
Okay, here
yeah,
we go. Let's see
3 out of 5 for Karen.
How many? 3 out of 5?
Yeah.
Let's see how I do.
Number one, after another big weekend, Super Mario Galaxy Movie is this year's highest grossing film of the year. What company created Super Mario?
Nintendo.
Yes. Number two, Jennifer Lopez made a surprise appearance at Coachella over the weekend with David Guetta.
So many people did guest appearances.
But that's the thing.
That seems like the most fun.
Yeah. She recently completed her Up All Night Live residency in what city?
It's got to be Vegas.
Correct. Number three, this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees include Phil Collins, Oasis, Wu-Tang Clan, and Iron Maiden. Meanwhile, Mariah Carey was denied for a third time.
That's so weird.
I know. Mariah is famous for having what number octave range?
Well, she used to have a 5 octave range, yeah.
Yep. Number four, Joey Fatone had to sell his house and move in with his parents when his band went on an abrupt hiatus because he knew he wouldn't be able to afford it. What band was he in?
NSYNC.
Correct. And number five, the teaser for Netflix's Little House on the Prairie is out, and like the classic show, it'll be based on the Lovett books. Who wrote those books?
Stephen King's cousin,
yes.
Michael Landon's girlfriend.
Right.
Susan?
Yep.
Susan Bell? Bells?
Oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this.
Oh, it's Susan Bells.
No.
No.
It's Laura Ingalls Wilder. Right.
Who? Ingalls what?
Ingalls Wilder.
I can't even say it.
All right. I'm sorry, Karen. 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Ingalls Wilder.
Okay, thanks. I can't be Raven.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,600 tomorrow, Anna. Ingalls Wilder. What?
It's Laura Ingalls Wilder, otherwise known as Susan Bells.